Use them for your glory. Amen. By power. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the congressman, one of the positions, Brother Collins, I think it's around $150,000 position, salary position. I believe it's a congressman. And they spend probably millions to be elected for their position. So it's not money. Amen. It's called power. It's called power. And that's what politics is. It's power. It's not money. So folks like to have power. All right. I even seen it creep into our churches. All right. But I need to talk to you a little bit about it. All right. About the power I'm talking about is not my power or your power. It's someone else's power. Amen. Romans 1 and 16 says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Amen. He has the power and you have him. Amen. He has the power and you have him. We cannot have this power to please ourselves, but to fulfill his perfect will. Amen. I don't want this power so that I can misuse it, or so that I can abuse it, Brother Collins, for vain glory. Amen. It is not our power. It is nothing within our ability. And I believe with all of my heart, if you have power with God in these last days, it's because you separate yourself from this world. You consecrate yourself from this world. You get alone with God. And that's the reason you can have this power. Amen. We do not deserve it necessarily. We don't work for it. But we ask for it. And he gives it to us. He trusts us with it. Amen. So I want to, when he lets me feel his power and his presence and the power of the Holy Ghost surge into our beings. Amen. I want to use it for the right purpose. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Isaiah. I want to read to you Isaiah in the 6th chapter. I want to read you a portion of scripture here. And we've heard this scripture read time and time again. And I just want to get to a few little words here. Amen. In Isaiah, he said in the 5th verse of the 6th chapter, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then I want to go to the 8th verse. "And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Then said, Here am I." And then that last phrase is the word that we hear preached about so much. Brother Heath, send me. But I want you to understand something tonight. Before you can ever be sent, amen, you have to get alone with God and say, "Here am I, Lord." Before you ever stand before men, you must first stand before God. Amen. And when we get to where we can stand before God and get alone with God, there is a purpose for that. There is a reason for getting alone with God. The only way that we're going to have this power, amen, is to get alone with him. Amen. In the 24th chapter, I believe, of the book of Luke, it says, "Tarry until you endued with power from on high." Well, that word tarrying, amen, is a very important word in that scripture. That means that we get alone with the Lord. Amen. And we say, "Lord, here am I, standing in the need of prayer." I want you, see, Isaiah lived in a wicked generation. He prayed for his people, amen. They were so wicked and so sinful. And we're living in that same day. We're living in a wicked generation, a wicked hour, a wicked day, Brother Collins. We go out of these church house doors. We run into wickedness, amen. We run into sin, amen, at the grocery store, on your job, wherever you may go. You run into sin and wickedness. We rub shoulders with this world. And that's what Isaiah was doing. He was rubbing shoulders, amen, with the sinful generation. Amen. So when he said, "Here am I," he got alone and he said, and he wanted to tarry. And that was to find out. Here's what folks don't like to do, Brother Collins. God forbid that I'd ever get so much pride in my Christian walk
that I couldn't get along with the Lord and say, oh God, work me over. Go to the chambers of my mind. If there's any unclean pictures hanging on them, Brother Collins, Lord, you take them unclean pictures, amen, out of my mind. Hey, we're living in that day. We're living in that hour, amen. Amen. Go down the avenues of my soul. Let the Holy Ghost search my heart. Amen. David said in 139 Psalm, search me, oh God. Amen. So I want God, amen, to search me. I want him to look down, hey, in the very depths of my heart. And I want for sure, Brother Collins, I don't want, hey, when David fell, after he committed that sin, he said, and the reason that David was after God's own heart is because he repented right. I feel like that, Brother Collins, because he repented right. And when he done them terrible sins, he said, create in me a clean heart. Renew within me a right spirit. Amen. But I'm a firm believer, Brother Collins, before we ever get that far, before we ever get in the depths of sin, we can start and we can say, God, go to the chambers of my mind. If he'd have went to prayer after being on the housetop, Brother Collins, he wouldn't have given in to that temptation. Hey, that's our problem. That's the sin is not the temptation. The sin is giving in to the temptation. Hey, and if we'd get alone with God when we face things, and don't tell me we don't face things. Oh, Brother Collins, we're in such a shape. I ain't never seen folks, amen, in the shape they are, amen. Seem like sin, amen, has got a hold of our church world. And I know folks have been saved 30 and 40 years has given up on this, saying it's no longer real. But I'm here to tell you the power of God can keep you and I in these last days. Hey, we don't have to backslide. We don't have to sin. I love preachers, Brother Collins. God knows I love preachers. Man, we've got them coming through, and I love it. I love it, Brother Collins. I've made up my mind I'm going to help support preachers. That's one thing this man right here taught me, Sister Collins. And God's been a blessing our church. I mean, we just see that God just keeps doing better and better things for us. Amen. So I believe in supporting the ministry. All right. But our ministry don't have to be so polluted. They don't have to be so much wickedness. Our preachers don't have to backslide. You hear me? Oh, God forbid that I'd ever get so much pride. And I feel like that's what it is. That preachers, amen, get to where they serve the Lord 15 and 20 years. And they get along with God and they stop praying. God forbid that I would get in such a shape, amen, Sister Collins, that I wouldn't kneel down, amen, on my altar and get along with God and say, search me, oh God. Make sure. Not just once every 6 months. Daily, Brother Heath. Daily. Let the Holy Ghost run up and down the avenues of my soul. Take the Holy Ghost spotlight and run right inside of me. See, we don't even know our own heart. We don't even know our own heart. But God does. So I want to display my heart to God. And I want God, amen. You know what search means? Is to find something. I don't mind in searching. Hey, it's never God's intention to embarrass the ministry or anyone else. It's when we hide it and we cover it up and we don't give him opportunity to search our hearts. Amen. He's long-suffering. I've seen him let folks go for years, Brother Collins, for it bring it out on them. Amen. That's right. Hey, I don't want to get that way. I want to get by myself, amen. And I want God, because, see, I don't want to be embarrassed, amen. So I want God to have liberty to run up and down the avenues of my soul, come into my heart and search me. Oh, man, oh man. I said, hard. I made up my mind I was going to come in late so I wouldn't have to preach. But I'm feeling better about it now. Praise God, praise God. Hey, we need the power of the Holy Ghost working in our lives, amen. We need power in these last days, amen. And if we're going to get power with God, amen, we got to get alone with him. Whew. Praise Holy. Hey, great God of heaven. Oh, we need the power of the Holy Ghost working in our lives. We've been praying for a couple young men. We've been fasting and praying. Brother Anthony Lester's going to start revival with us in a week or so. We've been praying and fasting. And I hope you don't fault me. Please don't. We've had about 15 folks saved since I've been there. And not a great lot, Brother Collins. But to be honest with you, we have never had what we call a soul-saving revival. Now listen. If the Lord saved folks 25 years ago and He saved them 20 and 30 at a time, some of you can know as high as 40 or 50 saved in one revival. Huh? If He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and I don't believe He changes, then who is it that's changing? It's you and I. It's you and I that don't have the power of God working in our lives. It's you and I that's not praying and seeking for old-time Holy Ghost conviction upon the lost. I remember praying that they'd be uneasy. They couldn't eat. They couldn't sleep. I remember ladies testifying about my husband, amen, being so grumpy I couldn't live with him. That's old-time conviction, amen. Amen. If it worked 25 years ago, it can work today. Amen. Power. Oh, if we ever needed power, genuine Holy Ghost power. Not counterfeit. Not worked up flesh. Brother Collins, not worked up flesh. Genuine Holy Ghost power. Amen. Praise God. We got a couple young men. One in particular, Brother Collins, we've been praying. Some of the men have been praying 6 years. I've just been there four. Been acquainted with him. I don't think he's ever been saved. And we've been praying fasting for old time conviction. I believe we knock on our neighbor's doors every few months, Brother Collins. We witness outside our church in our little area where we're at. I believe in doing that. But the real conviction, Holy Ghost of God, will go. It will advertise itself. When Holy Ghost conviction falls, it will advertise itself. All right? Amen. This long-haired hippie boy. I believe it's this past Tuesday. A week ago Tuesday. I'm sorry. Long hair, earring. And he said he drinks 40 beers a day. He come to my door. He knocked on my door. And we'd been visiting. We hadn't talked to him in probably 6 months. Neither one of the brothers that had been visiting besides myself. He knocked on my door. He come in. He said, may I talk to you, preacher? I said, certainly. Come on in the house. He proceeded to tell me that his dad died at 49 years old of cirrhosis of the liver for drinking so much. He said, since I was 7 years old, I've had a bottle in my hand. And I drink them. He said, I want to change. I don't want this life no more. Whew! Has music to my ears. Has music to my ears, Brother Collins. Ain't nobody went knocking on his door. We've been praying and fasting, and it'll work. God's no respecter person. It'll work for the highway. It'll work for whoever wants to pay the price. There's a price to be paid for this. You ain't going to just get it because, amen, you want it. You're going to have to pay the price. You're going to have to seek God's face. And he come. We took him to my church. I called for some men. The church couldn't get a hold of him, Brother Collins. I said, would you like to go to church? Middle afternoon. My wife is over there cleaning the evangelist quarter, Brother Collins. I went in. I hollered, say, stranger, come. We took him to the front seat. He sat there. He cried. He prayed. And I told him, I said, I do not have the ability to help you. This church does not have the ability to help you. We're going to do all we can. But I know a man that has the power to set you free. Set you completely free. Woo! I'm talking about the genuine power of God. Oh, that's what we need, church, in these last days. I recognize that's what we need, Brother Collins. Amen. We just so, hey, that's what we need to do the work that it needs to do. There was a man in my office yesterday, a young man, and he wanted to date a young girl that's in college in my church. And his dad and mom says, you cannot date her unless you accept what we are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I was for him. And I told this to my young man. I said, I am for him. If it's my daughter, I'd tell you the same thing. But here's what he said. Oh, man. Hey, he'd been to our service 3 times. All right. He's trying to win this girl's heart. I know what his daddy's doing. I'm for him. He's trying to win her heart. He said, I've got to accept it, but I don't understand it. He said, what is it when you all, he said, I've been, my daddy's Catholic, my mama's Baptist, and I really haven't gone to church much at all. He said, what is it that you're doing when you kneel down at your seat when everybody does that? He said, what are you doing? It seems common to us, doesn't it? Huh? It seems so common to us. We've been raised in it. We've been reared in it. I was floored. I'd never had nobody ask me that question. I had never had nobody, Brother Collins, ask me that question. What are you doing when you kneel down? I said, me and my wife have a relationship. We love each other. And I said, we talk to each other. It's how we communicate. I said, when you get Christ in your life, you'll communicate with him. And all you're doing when you kneel down is reverencing the Lord. And you're talking to him just like you'd talk to your best friend or your wife. Huh? That's about as simple as I know how to tell him, Brother Collins. It's a relationship that you have with Christ Jesus. Hey, and if you get that relationship, you'll never be the same. Amen. You'll never, never, never be the same. We need Holy Ghost power working in our lives. Amen. Let me read you another verse of scripture here in the book of Philippians, and I'm going to close. I have about 10 pages of notes. I could go a lot longer. We're going to pray here shortly. But we need power with God. We need his power. We don't need to abuse it. We don't.
Or whatsoever is born of God. Are you being born of God? Well, listen to this promise. Whatsoever that is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Paul, if you'll just stay true to God, he'll stay true to you. When the devil comes around trying to get you down, just say, hey, devil, you don't belong on my shoulder. You don't belong in my marriage. You don't belong in my worship. You don't belong in my church. You only belong one place, and that's under my feet. Amen. And just put him there and keep him there by the grace and the blood of the Lamb. So good to be with you this weekend, expecting great things from the Lord here tonight. We've already had some wonderful things happen here. Sinners have already been in the altars. We're just waiting on God to do greater things. If you have a need in your body, why don't you let God touch you as you reach out to him? You must make an effort to reach out for him. And as you reach for him, he reaches for you. If you need salvation, the Lord will come to you if you're willing to come to him. Whatever you need tonight, if you need to be sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, if you need habits in your life to be broken, if you'll put forth an effort, God will do it. Sing for Sister Rich.
I want to testify first. I'm glad for the Lord tonight. I'm glad for what he means to me. He's been real good to me.
Oh, yes.
You know, whenever I was here, when was it, September? It was in March that I'd had my problem, and the Lord had, you know, was just helping me. But the 16th of February, Brother Collins, was a year since I'd had my problem. So that's a landmark for me, you know, and I want to praise the Lord. I testified at my church the other night, and I said, you know, so much of the time we want the Lord to do and do and do, but sometimes we forget to praise him. But I want to be that one leper that returned so I can be made completely whole. And I believe that. And then I want to give another report. You know, Brother Rich was talking about, you know, holding on to the Lord for whatever you've been praying for, whether it's your children, your mother, your dad, healing, whatever, that it takes some time. And I want to give a little report on Tanya. She's not saved yet, but I believe it's getting there. And you know, sometimes if we're not careful, when things happen that discourage us, we'll say something about that. But because it isn't here yet, I'm still going to say something.
All right.
Because her mind is more clear than it's been in years. She's wanting to be around the family. And there's just different things that makes me to know. And then it was at Christmas time. I was talking to her, and she says, "Mom, how can I help but be under conviction when there's so many people praying for me?" And I know that she can't forget the time that the Lord touched her at 14.
Oh, hallelujah.
When God really saved her, because she had a good experience. And you don't forget those times. But I just want to give praise to God. And together, the Bible says, we stand. Apart we fall. But I'm believing God for yours. Just help me to believe God for mine.
Hallelujah.
Because we're laborers together with one another. And because of Calvary, I want to sing this song again. Because He loves me. My throat is a little raw tonight, but I just want to just sing for the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Bless her.
Oh.